I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. John McCain was in Ohio today, and Al Gore was in Florida. No, Al Gore wasn't reliving the agony of his controversial defeat in the state back in the year 2000. He was urging Floridians to vote for Barack Obama. One group of voters who could help determine who wins the state in 08 is Latinos in Miami. Now, wait a minute. Haven't we heard this before? What about Latinos in Central Florida? Well, The World's Jason Margolis reports from Orlando.
Allow me to begin with a cliché, with the help of Maritza Sands. She's president of the Orlando organization, Latino Leadership.
We have been in the United States for so long, and I think that we have been a sleeping lion for many years.
She's right. Florida Latinos are a lion. They make up 12% of registered voters. She's also right that the lion has been asleep. Here in Orlando, less than one-third of registered Latino voters went to the polls during the last presidential election. But let's allow Sands to finish her thought.
That lion is awake.
Right again. The number of Hispanic voters in Florida has increased 22% from just 2 years ago. The vast majority of new voters became Democrats. So the lion is awake, but how do you get it to roar? Groups like Voto Latino are reaching out to Hispanics under age 35. The organization uses celebrity spokespersons, local radio DJs, and online videos.
If anyone objects to the union of Rodrigo and Carmen.
This video is a wedding scene poking fun at Spanish telenovelas.
Did you know that Rodrigo has not? He has registered to vote. We have been through this already. Yes, but he has not voted.
At Latino Leadership, a group of about 30 paid and unpaid volunteers are getting ready to go door-to-door to remind people to vote. The staff is a mix of people from places like Peru, Colombia, and Puerto Rico. Jose La Luz came down from Washington to help get them organized.
And they have become a group, a very tight-knit, driven, passionate, and they end up their activities every day before going out chanting Fuerza Hispana, Voto Decisivo, which means Hispanic Force, Decisive Vote.
Fuerza Hispana, Voto Decisivo!
10 workers ride in a van. They're dropped off in pairs. I'm teamed up with Alfonso Wadsworth Pacheco, a 21-year-old immigrant from Lima, Peru. He has a clipboard with a map and a list of about 40 names. Pacheco came to the U.S. about 2 years ago. He himself can't vote. He's not a citizen yet, but he's eager to participate in the voting process. We spend about 4 hours knocking on doors. Pacheco hands out information cards with polling locations and facts about voting. Most of the people we meet are polite. A few get angry. Pacheco knocks on one door with a sign that says, "No solicitors."
That's against the law.
The woman says coming to her door is illegal.
And that's illegal.
No, we're not partisan at all.
It is illegal.
We don't have partisan. We're not partisan. We only talk to people and give information to people.
This goes on for a few minutes, but Pacheco isn't defeated. He repeatedly tells the woman that he's not supporting a candidate, just trying to get Latinos to the polls. After a few minutes, the woman softens.
You're doing a great job.
Pacheco walks away and considers this a victory.
Saying, we're not partisan makes a lot of difference to people because sometimes they go there, they go out and they ask McCain or Obama and you say you're not partisan and their faces changed like for a smile.
Yeah, so you're not trying to get anything from them, you're looking out for them.
Exactly. I'm helping people, I'm not trying to get anything from them.
Maybe not, but lots of others are trying to get people to vote for their party. There's good reason. Latino voters in Central Florida are unpredictable, and that has both Democrats and Republicans working overtime here. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis, Orlando, Florida.
On Monday, Jason heads west to Tampa. He'll be visiting Latino voters along one street there, a very divided street.